Whirl knew about it. And as a matter of fact, it looks like Dolan knew about it. It looks like all of the upper echelon of the USCCB knew about McCarrick. Did nothing. But you're worried? You have the time to disseminate cases? This while Papa Francis is issuing letters out there lecturing the American clergy on becoming too obsessed with little things. There's a letter out that Papa Francis sent. I probably won't have time to get into it, but this whole, folks, this is what an orchestrated hit looks like, is my point. For those of you that are sitting out there scratching your head, miniature, please, what's the point? Well, this is what an orchestrated hit job looks like. When someone wants to take you down, this is what it looks like. Now, the fact that no one else seems to have stumbled, other than some Simca Damian Fisher types that live nearby the St. Benedict Center. I mentioned them yesterday, wrote this book. Hell, for all I know, Damian Fisher wrote the book. What? Besides an individual who has been a thorn in the side of the SBC for a couple of decades now, no one else seems to notice. As a matter of fact, here's how you would suspect that this would happen. Someone would go and would seek some counseling from one of the brothers, or may encounter one of the sisters or the brothers at a mission, right? Out there handing those miraculous medals out that you and I helped the sisters to purchase, and may have asked a theological question, and in the course of asking the theological question, may have gotten a, really? Where'd you get that from? Oh, well, that's Catholic teaching. That's what we teach at the St. Benedict Center. Oh, really? That porpoises go to heaven? I'm just giving it a ridiculous example. You would think then that someone may be alarmed and may go, well, that's not right. That doesn't sound right. Let me ask Father Benny Boom Botch what he thinks. You would go to your parish priest and you would say, hey, you know, I encountered this sister, Sister Mary Not Pantsuits, and she's from the SBC. Because you encounter a sister from the St. Benedict Center, they're not going to be in a pantsuit. Sister Mary Not Pantsuits, she was quite lovely and quite friendly, but she just said something about doctrine that I don't know, it's puzzling me. It didn't sound right. And then, Pastor Vinny Boombach went, oh, yes, that does, yes, my child, that does not sound real. I'm going to take this up with the bishop. And then you would think that the bishop would say, oh, really? No, I must inquire. Let me send a letter over there. And then a letter would be sent, and Brother Rondi or whoever would be called. Did you say this? And is this your gym? Oh, this, no, you can't. And the process of fraternal correction would happen. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this all happens apache, and it's based upon the fact that we're stupid Catholics and Christians, and that we don't know any better. And that, you know, here's the mistake these people are making. They're assuming that the rest of Catholicism's knowledge of the faith is as vapid and worthless as theirs is. And that, hey, we only know that we got to go on Christmas and Easter and All Saints Day. You get a wafer and you get a wafer. Everybody gets a wafer. No, you don't have to go to confetti. Doctrine, tradition. Tradition, schmedition. This is the prideful, what I believe is one of the prideful, fatal errors that are going to bring this entire ugly, disgusting, and despicable charade against our beloved friends at the St. Benedict Center. It's going to bring the whole thing crashing down. They assume we's idiots. They're so much smarter than the rest of us. But all of us can see through this. All of us can go, you didn't attempt a fraternal.